Welcome to The Trending Show. This is a show where we tell you what's been trending on the internet for the week of March 18th all the way through Sunday, March 24th. I am Natalie Morris. He is Mike Quackenbush. I'm pointing to him, but you can't see it because this is an audio show.
I want to pull back the curtain a little bit and let you know that when we record this, Natalie and I are not in the same place. In fact, we're in two very different states. A lot of people have the misimpression that we record this live, and that's not true. I record my bits, and then I send them to Natalie, and she tries to come up with stuff that fits.
That sounds kind of naughty, recording your bits. But yes, we do record our own tracks, and then we stitch them together. We cannot see one another, so the nuance of your facial expression, as I explain the internet to you, is lost on me. Which is why we're so lucky that you are so very clever with your wit. That's why we hired him for this show, folks.
That's the main reason.
He's the wit. I'm the news. But I've got wit. We always joke in my house that I'm the funny one because it's so obviously not true that I'm not the funny one, but I like to think that I am. So we'll let you be the judge of that, dear listener. We're going to start with Monday, things that have been trending on the internet. We're going to tell you a little bit about why. Starting on Monday, March 18th, Bates Motel. This is an A&E show that debuted this week. It's a prequel to the movie Psycho called Bates Motel. It launched with 4.6 million viewers, 2.4 of which were what we call in the demo, meaning in the ages of 18 to 49. So that's the most desirable demographic for advertisers. So if you can get a high number in that demo, you're rolling high. I don't even know if that's an expression. I just made it up. Anyway, so it was the network's highest rated drama series premiere ever in the demo. The show also was pretty positively reviewed from critics.
And is this an ongoing series, or is it finite?
No, it's an ongoing series. So you can, if you missed it, you can, you know, either see it on demand, I guess, or they replay it on Wednesdays.
It seems to me like if you're doing a prequel, whether you like it or not, you're on a fixed timetable.
Right. You can't just keep going. Yeah. I don't know if they intend to write it very slowly. So, I mean, he can't just kill his mom right out of the gate, right? Hope I didn't give anything away there.
I would guess not. But then, you know, I recall, I don't know if you remember this show. It was certainly more of a cult hit than it ever was a popular one. In the very late 80s, there was a police spoof called Sledgehammer. I don't know if you recall this.
No.
It's one of my very favorite TV series. It was written in such a way that the people behind it thought it would never get picked up for a second season. And so they neatly kind of destroyed everything at the end of season one. And then they did get picked up. And the only way that they could explain it away was that they had to go backwards in time. It was they rewound it a year and did it a year earlier in terms of the chronology. So I guess like if they get to season 20 of this, you know, they're going to be like, look, we're really butting up against when the movie should have started.
They could
just go back
redo
to when he's a toddler.
The movie for one season, and then the next season could be after the movie, although everyone's kind of dead.
There is, you know, there was a Psycho remake. Not
I
that
do
long
know
ago.
That there also was a Psycho 2. Of the original Psycho with Anthony Bates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a series. The remake was not very warmly received.
No. I do remember that. I did not see it. So anyway, I don't know. If this is any good, maybe we can go back and start from the beginning and watch again. But I don't know. I don't know how much. You know, the main actress who plays the mom was the same lady from Up. Remember that George Clooney movie? She's been in a lot of things. She's got a really sweet face. Blonde hair. I'm sorry, I don't have her name written down here.
Why did I immediately think of like a Pixar movie when you said that?
Oh, Up is the Pixar. Up in the Air is the George Clooney movie.
I haven't seen either.
Where he's kind of an unscrupulous business traveler.
George Clooney?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I just want to trust him. That face.
Well, not unscrupulous in his business practices, but unscrupulous in his bedroom antics.
I see.
Okay, anyway, we're getting off track here. So if any of our viewers saw the Bates Motel and want to tell us about it, you can tweet us. We would love that. Okay, Lindsay Vonn also trended on Monday, March 18th. She's the Olympic skier. We've talked about her a few times on the show. We reported a few weeks ago that there was speculation that she was in a relationship with Tiger Woods. That is speculation no more. The two did confirm their relationship on Facebook. They released pictures of themselves posing, kind of like a Christmas card type pose. So it looked like they were professionally shot, and then they released them simultaneously on their Facebook fan pages.
Wow. What a feat.
That's how you announce a relationship these days, or I guess the demise of a relationship, is you don't have your publicist say something, you just go to Facebook and post something. And then I think she said something to the effect of, well, I guess it's no secret that I'm in a relationship with Tiger Woods. The funny thing is that you can comment on these pictures. So it's not like if her rep had released it to say Entertainment Tonight, then, you know, that would happen and maybe the blogs would have things to say. But since they put it on Facebook, then anyone who is their fan on those pages could pontificate, and people did with venom. People were saying, he's going to cheat on you, and that kind of thing. Mm. With that kind of jubilation, I'm sure.
Facebook. I'm glad I don't go over there.
It's not, you know, the best place to be on the internet. I will put that forth.
And I'm going to quickly say this, by the way, too, because I don't say this enough. I am not on Facebook. So if you're interacting with someone over there and they're trying to sound like it's me, that's not me. Okay? There we go.
Okay. TJ Lane, he trended on Tuesday, March 19th. This guy was convicted of shooting three people in Ohio. He had his sentencing hearing this week, and he showed up for the occasion with a t-shirt that he had written the word killer on. Apparently, he did this in the middle of the night, and during his hearing, he then took off the button-up shirt that he was wearing over the t-shirt to reveal his slander, I guess you could call. He then spoke profane and offensive words to the victims' families. He gave them the finger, and then he laughed. So I wouldn't call this guy remorseful.
Right. I assume, of course, he's entered a plea of not guilty.
No, he's already been convicted. I don't know what his plea was, but it's too late for that.
Right. Whoops.
But, you know, the media was really fascinated with how he could do this. Like, are you just allowed to, you know, alter your clothes in the prison system? And it was made known that you are allowed three white shirts and a pen for writing letters, I suppose. So he used the combination of those two things to write the word killer on his shirt. So,
wow, what a clever fellow.
Yeah, that is highbrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lululemon. This is the clothing company most notable for making very expensive yoga pants. They had to issue a recall for said yoga pants. The pants were too sheer, and an entire line was recalled because you could see ladies' butts. The company said this would knock $20 million off their earnings next quarter, this recall.
Yowza.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You don't want to see those butts.
I'm not overly familiar with what yoga pants. Is that considered undesirable that you can see the butt?
Well, yeah, because you have to do some compromising, bending and twisting. So if you're bending over and your pants are kind of sheer, then you can really see the bits.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The stuff.
Right on. I see what you're saying.
Cavernous parts of your body.
Uh-huh. Go on.
I'll stop. So, you know, these pants can cost upwards of $100. So that's why.
Wow, that's absurd.
You know, and the media was really fascinated by this. I saw this covered all over the news. And I mean, it was like an anchor would say, you know, Lululemon has to issue a recall. So-and-so has the story. I'm like, you have someone on this story? I mean, the story is that they recalled the pants. That's how it happened. Mm.
At the yoga pants desk right now, Scott Collins checking in with this emerging story.
I'm in front of Bikram headquarters right here where people are going in and saying, I wish I had known that. I would have worn different pants. And that's the story. News at 11.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the thing is, I don't know. It's a pretty ridiculous story, but the media really loved it. And they had sort of snippets from Lululemon's Facebook page or Lululemon's Twitter page where people were saying, I'm outraged. I'll never trust you again. As if you have such trust in the clothes you put on your body.
That's like my local news team. Man, all they want is for me to trust them. We're the team that you can trust. I don't know that I trust you just because your ad says it.
Well, they could mean comparatively speaking.
I only just learned of Lululemon like 5 minutes ago. Why? I'm sure you've
seen the logo before. It's a status symbol to wear these types of pants.
Well, I don't do a whole lot of yoging, but even so, like I said, I've only ever heard that name about 5 minutes ago. I have no reason to trust them. I mean, with a name like that, it sounds like a villain from the Adam West Batman series.
I don't know. I've heard really good things about this clothing line. Apparently, you can go jogging with the Lululemon tops and not even wear a sports bra.
Begorra, Commissioner. Lululemon's on the loose again. There's only one man who can help us.
Wrap up those boobies tight. Let's get on the run.
Is that their mantra?
Could be. So I haven't tried it yet. I don't really like to run, but I am intrigued by the fact that you could wear this without a sports bra. Mm. How can that be? It's a feat of science and technology.
Or fashion, I guess. I don't know how much science or technology is involved in that.
A lot. When it comes to bra technology, there's a lot.
I'll defer to your expertise. I have very little experience wearing bras. Very little.
Do you have experience using Cobra.com?
Oh my goodness, do I ever.
All right, why don't you tell our listeners about our show sponsor, Cobra?
I will. And one of the great things about Cobra, like all the sponsors we've ever had here at the Grizzly Productions Network, is that we've never brought somebody on here whose product that we don't use ourselves. And that's why it's with some authority that I can tell you about great Cobra products, like their iRadar system, which is a road-tripping essential. In short, it's going to make you safer on the road. It's going to make you more alert. Now, that's not just good for you. It's good for everybody riding with you. It's good for all the other motorists anywhere near you on the road as well. And you'd really be surprised the way it revolutionizes your driving experience. The Cobra iRadar system is one of just many incredible technological innovations that await you when you visit our friends and show sponsors, Cobra.com. Now, since the release of the iRadar, this is not their latest and greatest, even though it's the one I use most frequently. They've even come up with a more cutting-edge system called the Vedetta system. And if this doesn't offer you enough functionality, fear not, because I think in just a little over a month, the new iRadar is coming out from Cobra as well. There's a reason why they're considered the industry leaders. There's a reason why they win all their industry awards. And you can find out more when you watch little demo videos, check out their website, and be sure to stop by their specials section over at Cobra.com, especially in this gift-giving season. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Graduation Day, Flag Day, Arbor Day, Other Day. Head over there. You'll be glad you did. And Natalie and I will thank you, too.
We will. In fact, I can just thank you right now. Thank you.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to talk more about some compromising body parts. We're going to talk about John Hamm now. He trended on Wednesday, March 20th. Do you know who he is?
I do, from Mad Men.
Yes, he's the very handsome main actor in the AMC series Mad Men. The sixth series premiered this week, and while that happened, there was a salacious internet rumor going around that Hamm is so well endowed that the producers of the show have had to address his package, showing off, and distracting viewers during the show. The 60s-era clothing that he is forced to wear for his character is very tight, and he has apparently been lectured about wearing better underwear or even underwear at all. And I wasn't really clear about this because most of the reporting said that the producers have had to ask him to wear underwear, which I'm confused about because I'm like, well, why wouldn't he otherwise be wearing underwear? Do you wear those tight slacks without underwear, or maybe they're asking him to wear two pairs of underwear? I really didn't get to the bottom of this, but I have many questions.
There's going to be some follow-up reporting.
This will be the first story I ever follow up on the Trending Show.
It'll be continuing coverage of John Hamm's crotch.
I'm on the scene. News at 11.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust me on this one.
That's right. Natalie is the only one you can trust to get to the bottom of the John Hamm underwear controversy.
Oh, so many puns, so little time.
Mm. In another 60s Batman reference, you know they had the same problem with Burt Ward. They had to adjust his Robin costume for that exact reason.
Hmm. Do you know the opposite happened with Princess Leia?
The opposite happened with
the
Princess
opposite.
Leia?
Yeah, George Lucas asked her to remove her undergarments.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that hers was too small. And I was like, I wouldn't think, based on gender, she'd have one.
No, she did that traveling comedy tour for a little bit, and my mom went, and she said that one of her funniest jokes was that when she was on Star Wars, she came out in the white gown for one of the first scenes, and you could see her bra, and George Lucas said, take that off, there are no bras in space.
Hmm.
Which I don't know if that's true. I wonder if female astronauts wear bras in space.
I've never been to space, and if I got there, probably the first thing I'd be thinking about is, where are the bras?
You know a lot about bras from this episode. I hope no one's offended by it.
I have.
You that, know that yoga you can pants. Go jogging without a sports bra and a Lululemon top, and that there are no bras in space, which I'm writing down now as our trending show title.
Mm. All right.
Okay. Do you have any other questions about John Hamm's package?
Do you have more answers? Is that
no?
Is that a bait?
No, no. It's just kind of a funny thing to talk about.
Mm. I'm content.
Wear your underpants, John Hamm. That's all we have to say. Harry Reams, he trended on Wednesday, March 20th. This guy died. He was the porn actor in the movie Deep Throat. God, all of our topics are a little bit salacious this week, and I apologize for that, sort of. So anyway, he was 65 years old. He had pancreatic cancer. Now, an interesting little tidbit about him, he was never supposed to be the main actor in the film. He was originally the lighting director. But when the man hired to portray the doctor in the film failed to show up, the director said, "Put on this coat, you're acting." He said he felt like the Shirley Temple of porn, which is a very odd parallel to make. I guess he means he was in the most recognizable porn film ever in the industry, but because otherwise I can't really figure out what the Shirley Temple of porn would mean.
Hmm. That is a strange analogy. And it does bring us to new segment.
New segment. Let's do
it. New segment. Coming at you right now. These are two potential trenders right now on Twitter. I mean, as we're recording this episode, I'm going to give you two options here, and you're going to see why I'm forced to do it right now. Okay? One of these two is a top trending topic on Twitter. It's up to Natalie to decide which is the real thing and which one's bogus. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag memories of Deep Throat or hashtag memories of Pakistan. Do you know which of these is a top trending topic right now on Twitter?
Well, I'm going to go with the Deep Throat since he's so timely.
Exactly. But it's not.
Oh.
It's memories of Pakistan. In fact, since we started recording this episode, 120 more people have added to that particular hashtag discussion. Now, I thought this meant that Pakistan had died.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it's not even a person.
No.
Pakistan's like a country.
It's a place. Still a noun, but not a person.
Right. And it didn't die, to the best of my... I mean, I spent a good 15 to 20 seconds on Wikipedia, and it does not appear to have died.
Well, maybe there's a holiday there this week that people want to remember it by?
No, people are just tweeting stupid stuff. For example, here's a very popular one. It was retweeted about 70 times. It says, memories of Pakistan include seeing grown men walk down the street holding hands, swinging them like it's perfectly normal. That was a very popular memory of Pakistan that somebody had. Another one here.
You'll notice when you follow these hashtags that a lot of these are bots that get retweeted under various names. It's very boring.
Oh. Well, I've seen some great diversity here. A lot of airport-related stuff. For example, Moez Munir posted this one. His memory of Pakistan was getting greeted at the airport by relatives you've never seen before. I saw at least another dozen that all related to strange airport behavior. So I guess today is just kind of like a day to remember that Pakistan is a country because, I mean, really, until just recently, I was fairly certain it was a person.
No, it's a place.
All right. Well, there you go. You learned something today on the trending show, didn't you?
Well, I've learned a few things.
Mm.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Let's go on to a few more trending topics, starting with Powerball, Thursday, March 21st. The Powerball went up to $320 million this week after no one won the drawing. It could get even bigger since no one won. The next drawing is actually this weekend on Saturday. So if you listen to the show on Sunday, there may or may not be another winner, $320 million richer.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Nah, you know, I'm one of those people whenever somebody says something like that, I'm like, but you know, by the time they take the taxes out, you wouldn't have anything. Why play?
So obnoxious. Okay, well, I think there are other reasons not to play, but okay. Apparently,
gambling is a vice, for example.
Well, that and the odds of winning are very low, and you could buy yourself a Starbucks coffee with that money instead. And I was watching on CNN, actually, this week that the odds of even getting your March Madness bracket all right is like 1 in 70 trillion, gazillion, bajillion, something ridiculous. So, I don't know. But, you know, if you're in it for the fun, then do it.
Right.
If you're in it for the angst, then don't.
How much fun could that really provide you?
It does not sound like fun at all to me. If I hear the word bracket one more time, and, you know, I purposely left off all the NCAA stuff that was trending this week because I could care less, but it's in the top 10 every single day, NCAA-related things, and it will be all month.
Mm-hmm. And that's, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the group that protects the rights of senior citizens, right?
And guns.
Yes.
And squirrels.
Mm-hmm. They have a broad platform.
Yes. Okay, Kate Upton, she's another regular on the trending show. We talk about her a lot.
I've almost come to remember who she is.
Right. So she trended again on Thursday just because she had lunch with Arnold Palmer. That's it. That's all she did. She's the supermodel du jour that we like to talk about here. She trends when she's got a commercial. She trends when she, you know, gets frostbite on her back. She trends a lot. So she ended up planting a little smooch on his cheek at the end of the lunch, and it was posted on Twitter by, I think, one of their managers. I'm not sure exactly which. But, yeah, that was just it, that she went out with Arnold Palmer because their people arranged it. Have you ever had an Arnold Palmer, the drink?
I am familiar with Arnold, with what it is.
It sounds like something you would drink.
Right. It's a mixture of iced tea and lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite good. Mm-hmm. How old is Arnold Palmer?
He's old. He looks pretty old in the picture. He's like 80-something.
Right. Did he think he had a shot?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think it was like that.
Oh.
Because it was a very innocuous little kiss he put on her cheek.
Oh, he kissed her?
He kissed her. Oh, no. Yes. He did kiss her. I don't know. I'd have to look at the picture again.
All right. Continued coverage of Arnold Palmer and Kate Upton's lunch will be brought to you concurrently with coverage of the John Hamm underwear controversy on a future edition of The Trending Show.
Yeah, I probably won't follow up on the second one. Amanda Bynes, she trended again on Friday. Now, we talked about her last week. She was the once Girl Next Door teen actress who now looks very odd, sort of ghetto fabulous.
Life has chewed her up and spat her out.
Oh, yeah, and it's still chewing. Now she's been tweeting really odd things that make her sound like a crackhead. For example, here's one tweet that she posted this week. I want Drake to murder my vagina. I don't even know what that means.
Who's Drake?
He's the rapper.
Oh.
She's referencing the rapper, and she at-replied him, so he saw it. She's reportedly been kicked out of her New York City apartment. She's going all kinds of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll continue to cover that meltdown here on The Trending Show.
Well, I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. So her tweet was retweeted something like 13,000 times in the first hour because people were like, what the heck is this?
Right. And the only way that they could express that was by retweeting.
Mm-hmm. You see something crazy, you got to retweet the crazy. Okay, let's talk about a few hashtags trended this week. Hashtag why I smile is an unusual trend because it's so positive. Things like this don't usually trend. It's usually users complaining about things that irritate them. But this one has users proclaiming what makes them happy. Examples include Jesus lives in me. That makes this person happy. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have school until next Wednesday. That's a good reason to be happy. And this one comes from a user named High Tweets, and he says, probably because I'm stoned all the time.
Ah.
Is why he smiles.
Okay.
Okay, 10 things you hate to do. This is a more pessimistic trend, true to form. It has users listing 10 things other people dislike. Examples include shave your legs or get comfortable, then your mom calls your name. Do you hate that?
Oh.
That's cozy, and then your mom says, Michael?
That's my number one. That is my number one.
It's not even something that you hate to do. It's like something you hate. It doesn't really count. Nevertheless, the last one I chose here, scrape the bowl and then smoke the resin. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Seems
I think
like
it's
drug
related.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't bother to look it up. Okay. Hashtag I'm so used to hearing. This has users proclaiming things they have grown accustomed to. Example:
the ukulele, the sound of the ukulele, for
example. Are you accustomed to hearing the ukulele?
It wouldn't take me by surprise. That's how accustomed to it I am.
Oh, okay. What am I accustomed to hearing? I hadn't really thought of it. I'll think of something. Everyone hating on Colombians because we have more pride.
Oh.
Comes from a Colombian user. Here's another one. I'm so used to hearing... You're short. I seriously didn't know. Thanks for the heads up. Mm. And that's what you call sarcasm, I believe.
Oh. Hashtag that, sarcasm.
Right. And here's the last one I didn't really understand. Are you that kid that smells people?
That one seems very specific.
This person is so used to hearing it, so maybe they should stop doing that.
It seems like an indictment.
Why do you sniff people? You have a thing for sniffing people?
I once knew, I have forgotten. I'll test your trivia here. You're aware that someone who cannot see is considered to be blind. Someone who cannot hear is deaf. Someone who cannot speak is mute. Do you know the term for someone who cannot smell?
No.
Okay. I've long since forgotten, but there was a time when I did know. I knew that term.
Well, then you can follow up on that next week.
Nope. I've already forgotten. Moving on.
Well, can't we just Google it? How about I Google it right now?
All right.
inability to smell.
Malfunctioning olfactory
senses. It's
called senses.
Anosmia.
Mm.
Anosmia.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound right, but okay.
Yeah, anosmia. Anosmia is the inability to perceive odor. Lack of the functioning olfaction.
Mm, the olfaction.
Anosmia. Well, that would really stink. I knew a person
once. Actually it wouldn't.
I didn't even get that I was making that joke.
Oh, it's good working with you, Natalie.
I once knew a person who had this, and was there something, the inability to taste?
I'm sure.
Is that the same thing?
That probably has a different term.
No, though. It's called ajusia.
Mm.
Ajusia. Lost of the taste. I knew a person who had both of these things. She was very skinny.
Mm.
Because why would you eat otherwise? Everything would just taste like...
To stay alive, I think.
Yeah, but you could just have smoothies or whatever.
Right. Right. You know that there's probably like a really like vocal support group for people that are afflicted by that, and that you're going to get so much hate mail for just saying that smoothie comment.
Probably not.
Oh, does it say, incidentally, on that wherever you found this information, like how frequently that occurs? You know, like there's four people currently on Earth afflicted by that.
Yeah, probably not very many. Many cases of anosmia remain unreported and undiagnosed. Since the disorder is present from the birth, the individual may have no understanding of their sense of smell, hence unaware of the deficit.
Ah, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know anything about ajusia. Well, ajusia. It's a hard word. I'll put links in the show notes. You can find the show notes at trendingshow.com. You can find us on Twitter at trendingshow. I am also Natalie Morris on Twitter. He is Mike Quackenbush on Twitter. And
that's true.
He is not on Facebook.
No, I am not. I am not. What a boring existence these people must have, too, that they would want to impersonate me. Listen, I want to brag to you. You know, I've been on this program now for a little while. I couldn't tell you exactly how long. Not quite a year, I guess. And I finally got a tweet from someone who said that they were a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, so. Are you bragging about the show or are you bragging about yourself?
I'm bragging about me.
Okay.
Bragging about me. I was alarmed. I almost thought about blocking this guy. But I let it slide. I was so alarmed by this that someone referenced my work on the trending show that, oh, I got to tell Natalie. Incidentally, this weekend, if you're coming out to see me, like in Allentown or Booton, I'm not going to be wrestling. I will be there, though. I'll be landing my expertise at events held by Wrestling is Fun and Wrestling is Respect. But I'm going to be inactive for a little while as I'm recovering right now from an operation. But if you're coming to WrestleMania weekend, and who the heck isn't, an enormous number of people are coming into the New York, New Jersey area, I will make every effort to be back in the ring if you come to see Chikara April 6th at the Meadowlands Expo Center. It's a really big place, and I expect to be wrestling there.
Very good. That's not far from our house. You may come to dinner afterwards.
Oh, well, thank you. It is an early event. It's a 4 o'clock bell, so maybe I'll just saunter right out and come over for biscuits.
You come on over. Mm-hmm. Have dinner with the family.
You do make biscuits, right?
No, I told you I don't eat carbohydrates.
All
but
right.
You well, can I'll, have some broccoli.
I'll eat before I get there, and then I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm kind of full.
All right. That's an open invitation. Anyone who's listening, come on over for dinner.
Right. At Natalie's, no carbs.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Oh, I forgot to tell you, no one fake died on the internet. We'll report more next week for episode 100 of The Trending Show. Please tune in. Maybe we'll have a special surprise.
Probably not.
We might. Bye, everyone.